Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, William Prince. I really, really appreciate it. Congratulations on the new album. Congratulations on the tour. That is so exciting.
Yeah, we're all pretty excited. It's been a really great opening weekend with a new record. How do you not feel so great?
Oh my goodness, I bet. Yeah, Further From the Country came out last Friday, October 17th. And following that, you did announce that you're going to be going on a sprawling Canadian tour next year, which is very exciting. So with that, let's talk about the album first. You're known to bring these beautiful stories to life and about the land. And with this new album, it isn't any different. But Further From the Country is set to be your most rockin' record to date. So tell us about how you developed it, the concept, and what you would like people to take away from it.
Further From the Country is very intentional about speaking on the origin of where I come from and to where I am today and all the things we've done in the past 10 years, really. You look at how far it is until you're at the place where, you know, a lot of my peers are. Nathaniel Rateliff, Billy Strings, Margo Price, Sierra Farrell, some of my favorites, Jason Isbell, Tyler Childers. This is the geography that I'm trying to take up. And I think this album is a rocket ship that's going to get us there, you know, in timely fashion. So I'm really, really excited. And I have to give a huge shout out to Liam Duncan, who produced this record with my touring band. You know, I'm so, so excited that Liam was available to take on the project, and he dedicated a whole year of his time to really just making this perfect for me. So that's Liam Duncan from Boy Gold, and his vision combined with my songwriting and just the incredible playing power of my band. You know, Cody Owasiuk, Stephen Arundel, Kieran Plasetka, John Mark Barron, Austin Perahoniak, Chris Ulrich, and of course my wife, Alicia. She sang on the record, so I owe a lot of the sound to the community around me.
And yeah, tell us a bit about the songwriting behind this album and a few of the stories behind it, and yeah, what you would love for people to take away from it.
There are stories on here that have been a part of my life for longer than I've played music. This album talks, you know, about the small towns that we're all from in a way. A lot of us are riding the same roads home when we're living a lot of the same experiences. And it's you think about life in a smaller community, there's exciting, you know, there's births, there's graduations, weddings, funerals. These are the things that are kind of constant in this universe. And I guess I'm trying to bring the stories of what I've seen in these places further from the country out into the world, kind of a thing. So yeah, you know, it's been 10 years since my dad passed, and he kind of, I guess subconsciously and by the end of it, was at the forefront of a lot of my thoughts around the record, because you get to this point where you wish you could tell one more person about all the good things that are going on. I just got married, and you know, my son is blossoming into this incredible, beautiful person, and I just wish I could share that with him. At the same time, my career is growing in such an awesome, exciting way. I'm in a good place now where I can kind of look back on some of the harder times that used to be, you know, my entire being, and now they're just kind of memories and lessons that I've learned. So, you know, you look back on those things and they don't break you like they used to, because you're stronger now. And that's what I'm taking advantage of, is that I can talk about some of these harder upbringings that took place on the Peguis First Nation, where I'm from. You know, growing up on a reserve is very much like growing up in a small town. And so I just wanted to change a couple names and put a couple faces on record. Some of these things that I've seen over time, part of it anyway, had to do with wishing my dad was still around. And, you know, for example, For the First Time talks about, I wish I could just see him again for the first time in a long time. And there's a song on there called The Charmer that I really wanted to round out the narrative of what a hero he was to me, what an incredible father, first and foremost, supportive, loving, nurturing, your best friend, funny. But also he was dealing with the effects of, you know, going to the day schools that a lot of young First Nations children would have been attending back then. And he suffered a lot of trauma from that, and our family had to contend with it. So, you know, wrestling with the whole side of him, and at the same time just shedding light on my view on different things in the world, how the world is always changing, fighting apathy. You know, we're leaning into care, we're leaning into, you know, awareness of the condition the world's in and the people around it. So I was hoping that sharing these stories would bring us together in that way.
Wow, that is absolutely Beautiful. And I mean, the people that are going to be watching you on stage perform this next year, they're going to be in awe because, I mean, your vocals produced and recorded are stunning, but to see you live with your voice with these songs, oh, we're all going to love it so much. And speaking of the tour, you are going to be joined with Boy Golden, and you are going to be taking over a lot of the country. So you are going to have such a wonderful time. You're literally going coast to coast. So when you were planning out this tour with your team, how did you guys plan out the places you are going to go? And tell us a bit about that process for you.
Well, I'm very fortunate that I have people who are very talented at this and way better at logistics than I am. So it's all Six Shooter Records and the Pecan Agency who are all constantly plotting our next adventures. And I'm so excited to return to, the Jubilees in Alberta and back to Calgary. That's, of course, essentially my wife's hometown. And to be out there is really special. It's quite surreal, to be playing such beautiful rooms outside of your hometown. I guess that was always the goal for me, was to, make a record, and that record would ultimately lead to traveling and sharing. But the biggest change and excitement is that for the first time, I'm taking my band out to the East Coast, which is really huge. It's no small feat to get out there with an entire production, and so we're doing it this time. This record is my flashiest yet. It's got speed, it's got volume, it's full of energy, and I'm going to bring that to the live show in a way that hasn't been done. I've opened for some pretty great artists who are, bringing this life. It's our responsibility as entertainers, as artists, to transport our crowds for a small moment in time. The short time we get to spend together in this live atmosphere is so much different than writing by yourself or just rehearsing. There's a amplification and an elevation to all of it. With that comes this exciting new show and a whole new stage production and a whole new presentation and set list, and might have to retire a few favorites when you get into the album five territory. That's a whole thing to contend with. Now, you want to give everybody all that they want, but at the same time, you want to be fulfilling your own drive. Neil Young said, "It's the old stuff that kills you," and I used to wonder what that meant. And you start writing new songs, and it really is the lifeblood of this whole operation. If you're not waking up every day hoping to explore and find something new, it's going to be a different journey for you, I think. So I think I'm just in the best place in my life right now, and with that is going to come a noticeable, uptick in the show, in all ways, always elevating, always changing. So yeah, I'm so excited to get back out there, because touring with my band is just so good for the soul.
Oh my goodness, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Now, you mentioned this is going to be the first time you're bringing your full band to the East Coast, but are there any other places on this tour that you haven't played yet that you're looking forward to performing in?
No. it's great. Canada's been so wonderful to me, but that's not true. We're going to Vancouver, and I played the Orpheum out there last time, and I thought that was already as good as it gets, but now we're going to the Queen Elizabeth, and so excited to be going to Victoria with the band again. That's always a nice treat, is to get to Victoria, and we're playing a big theater there, so for the first time. So yeah, I'm always excited. It's its own new experience each time. It's not the same, a lot of the same buildings, but the experience is going to be a whole other thing that I'm so excited to take in.
For sure, because it's a new venue. You're going to have new fans there. You're going to have your older fans there as well. It's always, yeah, a new experience every time. I completely get that. So this is going to be so good. You're coming to Calgary and to Edmonton. And you mentioned that you always love to elevate your tours, elevate your shows every time. But kind of give us a bit of an insider of what kind of shows we are going to be getting in Calgary and Edmonton. And how are you guys developing the show?
Well, it's really interesting that you get to create your backdrop, and I want to land on the I want to take the audience to the planet that I'm kind of residing on, to project that onto a stage. And you look at the album artwork, you look at the themes around this record. It's about timely travel. It's about here to there in an instant. And yeah, to replicate that kind of feeling, those emotions, and place them onto the stage, you know, that's the job of a great creative director and a lights person. So yeah, we're in the fun part right now where it's like, how am I going to visually represent this tour, you know, with backdrops, with lighting and stuff? It's going to be a spectacle.
That is going to be so good. So tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday, October 24th, 10 a.m. local time. And there have been, of course, various pre-sales before that. But if anyone has held off, tomorrow is the day to get the tickets to the Further From the Country tour, which is going to be great. William, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Is there anything else you would like to mention or talk about?
Oh, just thank you so much. And I'm really, really looking forward to it, everybody. This nation has really embraced me in a beautiful way. And it's truly a dream come true to be coming back and doing this all again. You know, we did the Stand in the Joy tour at this level for the first time, and it was just so fulfilling. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with everybody, and my gratitude to everybody that is patient with me and this whole thing and continues to come out to the shows. You're, again, the lifeblood of this whole thing. So thank you. Thank you to the good people that want to be a part of the show. I'm promising one of the best times we're going to have.